Good afternoon. Welcome to The Journey 8. I'm your host, Reverend Judy Hosner, and I invite you to sit back and take a few moments to breathe as we share this journey together. Reverend Judy Hosner, and it is The Journey 8, and it is a Christian talk show. So why would I play a Peter, Paul, and Mary song? Well, obviously, it's because in 2 days, it is going to be Veterans Day. And so that's my reminder to all of you that one of the things I do is if I see a person in uniform in the airport or grocery store or wherever, I stop and say, thank you. That's all you need to say is thank you. So, my sidekick, oh, wait, the chair is empty. No, it can't be. I have been left again. No, on the other hand, I think she may be dangling on the phone. Oh, let's see. Is my sidekick Ellen there?
Yes, I am. I am here.
There you are. So, what's up?
Hi. Not much. Just getting ready for another trip to Maryland. My son's getting married on Saturday, and I'm just about ready to take off again.
You know, I refuse to take your name off this chair next to me.
Yes, now, ma'am.
I think it's just taped there. It's not permanent. But I know for a fact that you'll be back. So here's what I want to say to you. Thank you so much for spreading the word about the Journey 8. I know you love the show, and we do touch people, and I appreciate that. Hand out them cards. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me. I just did a song for Veterans Day, and I know that you and your partner there are both veterans, and as usual, I say thank you very much. And
You're very, very welcome.
I hope that your family and your other friends and stuff realize the sacrifice that you and Pat and hundreds of others have made. And I'll tell you what, makes us free, and that's a big deal.
It was an honor to serve. It was honor, and a privilege to be able to serve this country so that we all could have the freedom that we chose to serve.
Yes, very precious. And I understand that you are going to help me in the coming weeks now with Advent stuff. Is that true?
Yes, ma'am. Well, that is true.
We are going to start off tonight with a little introduction of what it is and why it is. And what is Advent anyway?
Hmm?
What is Advent anyway?
Oh, what is Advent? Advent is the beginning of the arrival, the preparation for the arrival of Christ.
Yes.
It's a season that focuses on the entire preparation to celebrate the birth of Christ and his first advent and the anticipation of the return of Christ, the King, in his second advent.
Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty spiffy holiday. I have fun. This is my favorite time of the year, with Christmas and not so much the presents, but the fact that, Jesus is the reason for the season, as they say. And, I hope that we can help a couple people out there that have not celebrated Advent or not quite sure what it is, and make things a little clearer for them.
We're going to try and do that.
Okay. And so you're taking off for Maryland, huh?
Yep. Again.
Well, we wish you a safe trip, my sidekick. And you'll be calling in, I'm sure. Check on us. And what else do you have to say?
I just like to say that, Advent is a very important season to me as well. I enjoy it. I love the altar, the way they fix it up with the purple. I have something about purple. I love purple. And so, I love the colors and the alternation and, the way they put everything together. And, you just learn a lot because there's 4 weeks, 4 Sundays in Advent. And it begins the Sunday that's nearest to November 30th. And it ends Christmas Eve. Yes. And I just love that, I want to, before we continue on, I want to take a quick moment to say hello to my daughter, Karika, because she's listening in, and I want to say hello to her, and welcome her to the Journey 8.
Yeah, all right, and hopefully
she... So we have 15 listeners now.
Hey, we're up to 15, woo! I am so happy. We're going to break 20 this year, I just know it, I just feel it.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Actually, we have more than we think, right?
We do. I'm sure we do, because I just run into people and they say, I know your voice from somewhere. And I'm like, me? And one lady asked me if I had a television show. I told her no, but I got on a radio show, and she voiced her opinion and said how much she enjoyed the show, and how much she enjoyed you, and how much she is learning, and her expectations are just that each week is going to be better and better and better for her.
Oh, that's nice. And we hope that that happens for her. We try, right?
Yeah, you know, the funny thing about it, her name is Judy, just like me.
It's a great name.
Her name is Judy, and she's a wonderful person. I ran into her twice, and she always greets me with a smile and a hug. And, you know, she's just excited about the Journey 8, and that makes me excited because sometimes because we don't get many callers or many people calling in, we just get a little bit discouraged. But when you walk up on somebody and you say something to them or you happen to pray for them, and which I did, I was praying for her and the family that she was with, and she recognized my voice. So that was awesome. I thought that was awesome that somebody is listening, even though you and I think that they're not listening, but they are.
Yeah. And even if they're not, we always have the angels listening.
Oh, yes, we do.
Yeah. Yes, well, we do. What else you got, my sidekick?
I got some more stuff about Advent.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, I got some more stuff. It's just, you know, when you're ready, I can give some more stuff that I have for the Advent.
For this show, would you like to do some? Or is this for next show, which is actually right in the beginning of Advent?
Oh, whenever you want me to. I got a couple of pages here.
Got a couple pages? Well,
yeah, I got a couple of pages of information.
Why don't we do this? I'm going to do a couple things, and then you can either call me back. That's probably the best thing. And we'll end the show. We'll bring the show in with Advent, and we'll take it out with Advent. But mostly today, you know, we just wanted to kind of explain what it is and definitely the impact that it has on a Christian, you know, what its place is. So you want to do that?
Sure. I don't know when, but I'll call you back.
Well,
probably around 8:40.
I was just going to say, here's the schedule. And you know I make the schedule up when?
Which time? The time before you change it or the time after you change it?
Oh, you devil, you. For those 15 listeners of mine and Ellen's, you should know by now that there is no schedule, and that's what makes this so funny. I have little notes scribbled on a piece of paper. If I ever had to pull all this stuff together to write a book, it would be hilarious. But we do the Ellen and Judy scheduling system. 5 minutes before we go online, we say, what are we talking about this week? Well, that sounds good. Okay, let's go with it. And I got to tell you,
right.
It always works, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It does.
So, Karika, hello, and stay with us. Ellen, give me a call back about 22, and that gives me enough time to go through these notes over here and answer some more questions I got this week. And
all righty.
And then we'll wrap it up with some more Advent.
All right. It sounds great to me.
Okay. God love you and come back.
All right. I'll be listening. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So here's the deal, folks. One moment as I try and fix my pajama top. Oh, it's nice to be on the radio. You know why? As I've said before, I can sit here in my jammies and preach to you, teach you, whatever. When I mention people on the line who have either met us or called us or whatever, it gives me heart to know that we're touching at least one person, you know, every week or whatever. Some people, and I won't mention who they are, but their name starts with a C, have spent a lot of time finding reason not to listen to God's word. And I think that's really interesting. And I have a lot of people who write me, y'all are so scared to be on the line, but you write me such great stuff. Who says, I really like the way you do your show because it's like how we live. Just sporadic and crazy. I never listen to a preacher who's too well prepared because I think they're talking from a book and I usually fall asleep. So I wrote back and said, yeah, me too. And I think at some point we'll, you know, be fancy like the big guys, but you know, if you really want a scheduled by the minute program, then you better turn the channel. All right, so let's flip for a minute, and then we're going to come back to Ellen and a few. I had a friend, which is true. I have had a friend. Asked me today, actually, a question that I thought was really interesting. And I thought I'd use the radio show to answer that, even though I answered it in part when I text back. And I'm going to say hello to Peg. Hopefully Peggy is listening. And this is her question. How do angels assist people to know Christ? Or can they? The answer, obviously, well, maybe not so obvious, is yes. The Bible's filled with stories where angels have interceded for us. Angels don't pull our shirt and drag us over there and say, okay, Jesus, this is Fred. Fred, this is Jesus. You two meet? Okay, fine. However, I think the best Bible passage for you, Peg, is in Hebrews. New Testament, of course. Hebrews 1:14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? In other words, angels have a job description and many job descriptions. One of them is to minister to us. And how they do that is, I don't know if you've ever experienced one of these situations where it almost feels like a deja vu kind of thing, that things fall into place and your answer comes or whatever it is, you know, whatever the circumstance is, and you don't know how you got there, but you know you're there. Now, it's the same thing with people who, for the longest time, say, I'm never going back to church. Now, never's a long time. Never's eternity. Never is never. Here's the thing. Those are the people that I started the Journey 8 for. The lost ones who say, I'm never going back to church. Now, I think when people say that, it's out of hurt, anger, and frustration. Not so much with God, but with the religious structure, shall we say. The church, universal, has many good things and has many things they don't do so good. And one of that is, for some reason, we let people fall through the net, as we say. And God sends angels for these people, either through words that I say or words another preacher may say. That is a connection that can't be broken by you know who. God sends angels to serve us and try and get us to that point of salvation again. Now, for those of you who are listening, and I think we're up to 15, if we counted right. For those of you who are listening, I am not a Bible thumper. Although my nickname sometimes is Thumper because I fall a lot. Anyway, that's another story. However, I am serious. I'm very serious. Do not take one experience and shut yourself out of a fantastic experience on the good side. In other words, you were hurt by a church that you were in, or you felt like you didn't measure up, or they worked you to death. You know, you offered to do things, and before you know it, you burned out. That's one experience. If you miss having some community, some camaraderie, and some genuine people, find a church that fits you. I mean, there's more than one out there, I think. Or all these buildings I pass are just facade. Oh, look, another make-believe church. Wow. They look so real. If you don't want to go to church as a building, oh, people are around, then be free to listen to me. And there are some very good other radio programs. The only reason why I encourage people to go to church, which sounds funny that I'm, you know, saying, hey, don't listen to me, go to church. You can listen to me too. The only reason why I do that is because you need to be around people. Now, there are a bunch of hoo-hoos. I don't need to be heard again. Yes, you do. And we'll get into that. Actually, I think it's next week or the week after. So, Judy McClenny, Marlene, gosh darn it, it was good to hear from you. And, of course, my sister, who's getting ready for Thanksgiving. Let's take a couple more minutes, and then I'll flip over back to Ellen. But one of the things I wanted to say is people are saying, I can't get to your website. It says it's inactive. That's true. It is. Partly because I got so frustrated trying to learn how to put it together that I said, well, take a step back. I'm probably going to start it back up and put like really neat Christmassy things on there. Tell me what you like. Send me a note. Tell me what you like for Christmas. We'll try and find a picture. The Christmas album, I had the best time this last Saturday working with a person who is going to co-sing one of the songs with me, one of my favorite songs on the album. And she is 10 years old. And Skylar is a joy to be around. And if I can get my voice back long enough, we will still meet our deadline of Thanksgiving, the week of Thanksgiving. And I will tell you now that since I don't have the website up like I hoped, because I was busy doing the Christmas album and everything else, the best way to get the album probably is just to go to the address. Well, you can't do that because you can't see it. P.O. Box 411, Gibsonville, North Carolina. And what I'll do is I'll put that on the page at BBS Radio. So if you go to my page on BBS Radio, journey8.com and flip into the Journey 8 somewhere in that page, and I'll have the producers help me. I will put all the information for getting a hold of the album. It's called Joy, which is the pink candle on the Advent wreath. And we'll hear a little bit more about that. So, again, don't forget that Wednesday is Veterans Day. Please, please, please make an effort to say thank you. And when we migrate the website and email over, I think you'll be really, it's going to be really cool, I think. So, do angels intercede for us and basically lead us to Christ? Absolutely. I've got many stories I could tell you where people have fallen away and are falling still and have been lifted by an angel of God. Do people see angels? Sometimes, yeah, I believe they do. Hear angels? I do. Well, actually, I want to believe it's God talking to me, but it's probably through angels. Do angels ever come here and just kind of walk around with us? Absolutely. Somebody has to monitor what's going on in this world. And although God is omnipotent, omnipresent, and every omni else, it would be hard at best for him to, or for it, whatever you want to refer to God as, to do everything at one time. Probably can, but angels are our telephone line. How's that? Telephone line to Jesus Christ. Hey, Jesus. Yeah, what do you want? I got a situation down here. I've got two people who don't like each other very much. A Mr. McCoy and a Mr. Hatfield. What are we going to do? Well, here's what I want you to do, and so on and so forth. Or, hey, Jesus. Yes. Can you help this person out? Yeah, I've been listening to them, and they're really cool. But I think they got one little thing that they need a little push from you on. Can you, like, do something, you know, to let them feel that you're here? You think I'm being silly. I know you do. But in a reverent kind of way, I'm trying to say the communications breakthrough was not a human thing. Yeah, we invented telephone and all that. God had that millennium ago. It's through that connection that we get our prayers answered. Or we're standing on a cliff getting ready to jump off, and it's the angels of Christ, of God, that take you by their wings and move you back about 6 feet so that you can stop and think. It happens, Irene. It happens. You don't need to be a famous preacher. You don't need to be any famous group, singing group, whatever. You need to be you. And you need to say, is this a faith thing, Peggy? It's a faith thing. Irene, it's a faith thing. Is it real? Absolutely. If you feel somebody tugging on your shoulder, or you feel a certain, you know, presence, it's probably your guardian angels. Yeah. So, Peggy, if you want more scriptures, I'd be glad to send them to you. I know where you're at. I do. Mr. DJ. I like to call him my DJ, but, you know, I can't really afford a personal DJ. So, Mr. Engineer, if you're there. Are you there? Oh, let's see. Yeah, see, he's there. I got to play some of my Wheel of Titus. Haven't had one in a week. Can we do Nothing's Impossible for Peg, who wants to know about angels? Here we go. Someday, I'm going to have Michael come back and talk to me about what it's like to have all the equipment and everything and just play music, you know? Anyway, Wheel of Titus, Nothing's Impossible. Their album, Awake My Soul, is now on iTunes. Yeah. What time is it? Look, it's 25:02. One last thing. Next week, or not next week, but next show, which is on, I have my handy piece of paper here, the day before Thanksgiving, November 23rd, or the day before, 2 days before. Anyway, November 23rd is my next program, And we're obviously going to continue some more information about Advent. But I'm also going to tell you a little story. I'm going to take some time to tell you a little story that I hope will really lift your spirits. I intentionally saved it for the 20... Ouch. Sorry. I just... Have you ever walked on your own foot? I just did. Don't do that. It hurts. November 23rd is a very special day, and I want to tell you the story of it. So, Ellen, if you're listening, go ahead and ring back in. The other thing I want to say is Thanksgiving itself is a great holiday. Have lots of fun and stuff, but think about those, of course, who do not have a lot, and do something for them. I usually volunteer at homeless shelter, thank you. Or I hand out gloves to people who might be very, very cold, you know? Think about it. So, we are kind of getting our mail, but when we migrate over to the new system, it will be lightning fast. Please write, what's the address, you say? It is RevJudy@thejourney8.com. Ellen has a box, too. She'll tell you what her address is, because I've totally forgotten. You know, we are such a large corporation. I look to the left. It's my cat, Bits, the Wonder Cat. I look to the right, and it's Ellen. And that is our mega corporation. Wow. For all 15 of you that are there, because the show, next show will be right before Thanksgiving, we're going to do some special music and have a couple very special things. Maybe even the person that I'm trying to get to be on. Is that Ellen?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello, I'm doing pretty good.
Okay, what do you have for Advent for us? The rest of it.
I think that we need to finish the meaning of the Advent, and then next show we can introduce the spirit of the Advent.
Okay.
Unless we have time to do both. But the information that I've gathered, and it says that Advent is far more than simply marking a 2,000-year-old event in history. It's the celebration about truths about God, the revelation of God in Christ, whereby all of creation might be reconciled to God. There was a purpose of Christ coming in the world to reconcile us back to the Father. Through him and his precious blood, we are accepted, we are loved, God cares about you. Doesn't matter what you're going through right now, God loves you. So during this Advent season, our goal, shall I say our, I'm going to include Reverend Judy in this, is to help you understand what it means to be prepared for the coming and the arrival of Christ. We've already studied the Bible. We already heard about the first coming, but we also need to be prepared about the second coming. We need to be prepared for that. So, you know, we want to do that. Advent has two focuses, one focus on the past and one focus on the future. As we anticipated, Scripture says readings for Advent will reflect the emphasis on the second coming, including themes of accountability for faithfulness at his coming, judgment on sin, and the hope of eternal life. Advent also symbolizes Excuse me? Go ahead.
Wow.
Just pop in anywhere. I'm good.
Wow. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Heaven also symbolizes the spiritual journey of individuals and a congregation, or just personal, however you want to relate with God. You know, I understand that, as Reverend Judy said earlier, you know, it's hard when you've been crushed by your church, and it's been hard when you've been crushed by the people that is standing and saying that they love you and they care for you and they're going to stand by you through thick and thin. It's very hard. So we have to reassure you that that's what we're here for, to make sure you know that you're loved, you're cared for, and you're cared about. Not only cared for, but cared about. Advent symbolizes the spiritual journey of individuals and the congregation as they affirm that Christ has come, that he is present in the world today, and that he will come again in his power. That acknowledgement provides a basis for kingdom ethics, for holy living, arising from a profound sense that we live in between the times, and are called to be faithful stewards of what is entrusted to us as God's people. I hope you got that part.
I got that.
Let's read that part again. That's it.
Okay.
You got that part, Reverend Jean? Okay. Let's just read that little part just a little bit.
We are
called to be faithful stewards of what is entrusted to us as God's people.
Okay,
so
what does that
church
mean? Don't jump forward. What does that mean to be faithful stewards?
Go ahead, finish your question.
What does it mean to be a faithful steward? What's a steward?
God entrusts us with others. God, I knew she was going to ask me these questions. I just knew it. I knew it. We are the steward. And we have to be careful with, you know, other people's lives, because sometimes we're the only representation of Christ that they see. And if they see ugly and nasty and hatefulness and backbiting and talking about and being grudgeful and all this, if they see that, some of them can think that, oh, I don't want to have nothing to do with that Jesus if he like that, you know. And then, so we have to show them that God is loving and that he's caring and that he cares about what's hurting you and he cares about your needs. So I may not explain that story thing too much, but it's like the angels up there look after us, and we have to look after each other down here.
Yeah, in fact,
that's what I think.
This past Sunday, as in yesterday, was a stewardship Sunday. And it always follows All Saints Sunday. So Sunday before was All Saints, and then Stewardship Sunday. So it's neat that you mentioned that, because it's a confirmation that the Journey 8 will continue and will go forward. Now, what else do you have to say about Advent?
What else I have to say about Advent?
Mm-hmm.
So as we, the church, I'm not going to say a building, because, you know, we are the church, the people. The building is the place where we have to congregate and where we can fellowship and show love for one another and learn God's word. But we are the church. As the church celebrates God breaking into history in the incarnation and anticipates a future consummation to that history for which all creation is groaning, awaiting its redemption. It also confesses its own responsibility as a people commissioned to love the Lord your God with all your heart and to love your neighbors as yourself.
Ah, we'll stop right there for a minute. One of the things about Advent, and possibly even Easter and some of the other high holy days, is that it all comes down to love. And it all comes down to a connection. And like I said earlier about angels, it was the angels who first announced Jesus' birth. So you see, soon to be Reverend Karika, when we talk about Advent, and you and I'll get further and further into this as the Advent season starts to unfold, we sometimes forget, or I do, to tell people that the whole purpose of Advent is preparation. You know, it is a happy time and a solemn time. So, okay, what else do you have? I'm sorry.
Advent is the spirit of Advent. Advent is marked by a spirit of expectation, of anticipation, of preparation, and of longing. There is a yearning for the deliverance from the evils of the world, first expressed by the Israelite slaves in Egypt as they cried out from their bitter oppression. It is the cry of those who have experienced the tyranny of injustice in a world under the curse of sin, and yet have hope of deliverance by a God who has heard the cries of oppressed slaves and brought deliverance.
Absolutely.
It is a hope, however faint at times, that God, however distant he seems sometimes, which brings to the world the anticipation of a king who will rule with the truth and justice and righteousness over his people and in his creation. It is that hope that once anticipated and now anticipates anew the reign of an anointed one, a Messiah who will bring peace and justice and righteousness to the world. Yeah, you can chime in anytime you want, you know.
I am impressed, and I'm going to say this on the line so everybody can hear it. I'm impressed that you did so much work and that you actually took this and ran with it. I didn't expect that that would happen. Not that I didn't expect that you would do the work, but I only told you about this the other day when we talked. And so I say to myself, self, this has been quite an evening. I didn't expect it to turn out quite like this. I was going to just kind of mosey us around. And one of the things that I really want us to get into is, of course, my favorite part of Advent, which is the candles and the wreath.
Yeah.
And we'll get into that. And some of the history of Advent, which I have already gotten. And so I think, unless you've got another big piece to tell me, do you have another big piece?
Yeah, I have another little bit here.
Okay, well,
part of the expectation also anticipates a judgment or sin or calling of the world to accountability before God. We long for God to come and set the world right. Yet, as the prophet Amos warned, the expectations of a coming judgment of the day of the Lord may not be the day of light that we may want, because the penetrating light of God's judgment on sin will shine just as brightly on God's people. Because of this important truth, especially in the Orthodox churches, the season of Advent has been a time of fasting and penitence for sin, similar to the season of Lent. However, a different emphasis for the season of Advent has gradually unfolded in much of the rest of the church. The season of Advent has come to be celebrated more in terms of expectation and anticipation. Yet the anticipation of the coming of the Messiah throughout the Old Testament and Judaism was not in connection with the remembrance of sin. Rather, it was in the context of oppression and injustice, the longing for redemption, not from people guilt and sin, but from the systematic evil of the world, oppressed in evil empires and tyrants. It is in that sense that all creation groans for redemption as we witness the evil that so dominates our world. And the scriptural reference for that is Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 25. This is the best, this is my favorite part of the liturgical calendar. It just really, I mean, the birth of Christ, I ask a million questions. I want to know why. Why did he do that for me? You know, little old me, he stretched out his arms and he said, it is finished. And so the Advent season is very important to me. When Reverend Judy's ready to go into the Advent wreath, we can do that together. I have some information, and I'm quite sure she had some information. But what the basic purpose of this is to let you know that God loves you. No matter where you are in life, what you're going through, what you've been through, or what you're going to go through, God loves you. You are his child, and he loves you. He cares about you, and he loves you. If we could take just a quick moment for a short prayer, and then I'll turn everything back over to Reverend Judy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight for this radio show. God, we thank you for putting Reverend Judy and I in this position at this time for your people. God, we ask that as the Advent season goes on, everyone will get a clearer understanding, Lord. And if they have questions, we'll do the best we can to get the answers for them. God, we ask you to bless each and every person there. God, we ask you to touch their hearts and help them to live in expectancy in the return of your Son, Jesus Christ. God, we thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you, and we ask that you will bless this radio show, bless BBS Talk Show Radio, sir, and bless each and everyone that hears, listens, and wants to chime in. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Ellen.
You're welcome.
And am I going to hear you in 2 weeks?
Yes, you are. Oh, definitely. You're going to hear me for the next 4 weeks, ma'am.
Uh-huh. So there we go.
This is my favorite show. This is my favorite, like I said, this is my favorite season of the liturgical calendar. And I'll be right there with you, one way or the other.
We're fine. We're going to do just fine. And so we're going to wrap it up with a very dear friend of mine, Peg Hennessy. It's called Hear My Voice.
Hear my voice, Heavenly Father. Hear my voice, Heavenly Father. Hear my voice, Heavenly Father. I know that you can hear me, hear my voice. Touch my heart, Heavenly Father. Touch my heart, Heavenly Father. Touch my heart, Heavenly Father. I know that you can hear me, touch my heart. Heal my hurt, Heavenly Father. Heal my hurt, Heavenly Father. Heal my hurt, Heavenly Father. I know that you can hear me, hear my heart. Hear my voice, Heavenly Father. Hear my voice, Heavenly Father. Hear my voice, Heavenly Father. I know that you can hear me, hear my voice. I know that you can hear me, hear my voice. I know that you can hear me, hear my voice.